Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for The Cross at Kerrville. Today, we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses: Chensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, where is the Lion of Judah right now? Number one bronze gift to Israel.
Well, Roy, you know, we've been talking that on previous shows. This has been a big project and prayer for years, actually, and the lion did arrive in Israel, and it arrived on July the 18th, 2018, and has been sent to the Joseph Project right outside of Jerusalem. And so it is there, and we're waiting on city officials in Jerusalem
to
give it the okay and to let us know where the sculpture is placed. But the lion is loose in Israel.
It is. That's a big accomplishment.
It is, and lots of Christians, like our guest today, as a matter of fact, was one of the donors that helped make a donation towards the line being there, Debbie Taylor Williams, that we're going to talk to in just a few minutes.
Well, you know, Max, every week we talk of a miracle of the week, and you bring that to us. If you would, share with us the miracle of the week.
Yeah, well, this one, let me just keep talking about the line for a moment. I got an email from the pastor of First Baptist Church there in Tennessee. That's part of this line gift to Israel. And he sent me an email, and he said, "Do you realize, Max, that the lion is following the path of the Ark of the Covenant?" And those of you that are Bible scholars like Debbie, you know, when the Jews didn't obey God, the Ark of the Covenant was stolen from them by the Philistines. And it was taken to a town named Ashdod, right on the coast, and the port where the lion sculpture arrived is in Ashdod.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and see, I would have thought it had been in Tel Aviv or one of the big cities, but it's not. It's in the port for Israel is Ashdod. Okay, now guess what happened next? It was sent from Ashdod towards Jerusalem, and the way it happened 3,000 years ago was when those Philistines got the Ark of the Covenant from the Jews. they got more than they could handle. And then they all start getting diseases and poxes and all kind of things. And then they'd put it in the room with their god, which was carved an idol, fake idol. And every time they'd come back in the morning, it'd done fallen down on its face. And finally, after two or three times of that, and all the sores and diseases coming on the Philistines, they said, well, let's get rid of that thing. So they were even afraid to take it themselves. So they hooked it up to a cart and a mule or an oxen or something, and they sent it on its way. Well, that cart arrived in a town called Beth Shemesh, right outside of Jerusalem. Guess where the lion is right now?
There.
That's where the warehouse
is.
Of
it's housing the
Joseph Project, that's housing the lion until it's ready to be received.
Well, there's some irony there.
It's God's irony, yeah. And then again, you know, King David called for them to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and that's literally what's going to happen with this line of Judah. So 3,000 years later, God has traced the path of the Ark of the Covenant coming in. And to us, of course, it gives us Holy Spirit goosebumps. It does for me that God can have that much detail. So I think that I'd count that on the miracle side of things there, Roy.
Well, Max, we have Debbie Taylor Williams back this week. If you would reintroduce her.
Sure. She was here last week, and she's just a wonderful, beautiful lady, and a mom, a wife. Are you a grandmother yet?
Five. Yes.
Oh, five?
Five grandchildren.
Okay. Well, she's blessed. Too young for that, but she's got five grandchildren, apparently. She's a great Bible scholar. She's a great Bible teacher. She headed up Women's Bible Study Fellowship for many years in our community, and just blessed with thousands of people probably over the years, I guess, probably that took the class. Yeah, and really got into studying the Bible. And today she's a speaker and an author and just an incredible woman of God. She's got a ministry, Hill Country Ministries, and it's just going all over the country. So we want her to come back.
Lady.
Yeah, she is, and she knows the word. So, Debbie, welcome back, and tell us some more. First of all, why are you a proponent of the garden and our friends?
Oh, Max, thank you. Sherry, thank you so much for having me. Roy, it's a blessing to be here. I love the garden because of what you're doing with it. The cross is empty because Christ rose from the grave and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. And so the cross is an invitation to everyone, seeker and saint, to come and meet with God in prayer at the garden. And also what I love so much about the garden is how you have the scriptures from the very beginning and the being translated.
Yeah, 77 different scriptures.
Yes,
all the way across.
Progressive. So as you walk up to the cross, you've got all these different things lined up for you.
Yes. Yeah, so the word of
God. So if you didn't
know
anything about the God in the beginning, you would when you got to the end.
You meet God, Roy. That's exactly right.
That's neat, isn't it?
I just love that. Not only your incredible artistic work with the sculpture designs and all the prayers that y'all have prayed over the garden so that you just know that the Holy Spirit is there, his word is there, the empty cross. It's a wonderful experience. And Keith and I so appreciate both you and Sherry and Max for your Christian commitment and following through to have the project be completed.
Well,
Debbie,
that.
Tell us why Jesus is real to you and what has he done for you and how has he touched your life?
This is an exciting thing because some people say, well, how do you have faith? I think that we are invited to faith through the Word of God, but then we have the opportunity to look at that and choose to believe, yes, it is the truth. So when I look at the Scripture and we are invited to come to salvation, my heart response is yes, and I believe in Jesus Christ, that he is the one and only way. And I believe that when he says that he came from heaven to earth and that then he went back to heaven and that he is coming again, I say, yes, I believe.
You're a speaker and a published author, right?
Correct.
And
it's a blessing.
You have spoken to a lot of different places and a lot of different things. What is it that you teach? What do you speak about?
It's interesting because some people say, well, are you a teacher? Are you a speaker? I am a Bible teacher. I want, when somebody comes to a conference, I want for them to be inspired. I want them to have a wonderful experience with the Lord, but I also want them to have takeaways. So I want them to meet Christ in the Scripture, and I want them to leave knowing his word. So I am more of a Bible teacher than a speaker because I believe it's the word of God that speaks to our hearts. So that's what my Bible studies and my speaking is.
How many books have you published and what are all of them about?
Seven are published. I was asked to write a book on prayer called Pray With Purpose, Live With Passion. And that came as a result of me having a journal that I created back in 1999 when I formed Hill Country Ministries, my nonprofit ministry. And the journal is called Prayers of My Heart. It was an answer to prayer for me because I asked the Lord one morning, how can I organize my prayers so that I can quickly go back and see how you've answered them? Because I believe it's important that we go back and celebrate. In the scripture, Jesus one time healed 10 lepers and only one came back glorifying him. And Jesus took note and he said, were there not 10 of you and only one has come back? So at that moment when I read those scriptures, I thought, hey, Lord, I want to be the one who is coming back. So how can I organize my prayers? And he just didn't speak with any audible voice, but he impressed on my heart to do a prayer journal that is column-based. It looks more like a spreadsheet. So it's unique. As a matter of fact, it's so unique that when Beth Moore saw it several years ago, she mentioned how pretty it was, and I gave her a copy of it as a gift that day as I was visiting her class. And she, a few weeks later, called my office and ordered it for all of her staff and volunteers. And her endorsement is on it. It's the same format that journal she's continuing to use, that she loves the approach, because it is unique.
Well, Max, why don't you talk to her about her new book out? What's that about?
Well, again, the new book is the one now on the prayer journaling. And, you know, like they say, preaching to the choir. Sherry and I have been keeping a prayer journal since 1989 when God started doing a bunch of really out-of-the-box things that he's not even supposed to do with Southern Baptist. And but we were praying for people and miracles were happening and stuff was happening. And so just instinctively, because I knew I don't have a real great memory, I would take a scrap of paper and I'd write down what God just did and on a scrap of paper, and then I'd throw it in a brown paper bag back when grocery stores had paper bags, and I'd just had it in my corner, and I'd write my little note of God's miracle, and I'd throw it in a trash bag there in a bag, grocery bag, and then that still small voice that I didn't hear with my ears, but he said, son, you need to get organized. And so that's when I started keeping prayer journals. And
right.
So Sherry and I really appreciate that, because our God, if you ask him to work through you and live through you, he will.
Yes.
And it's so amazing that we really need to record it because we want to give him the glory. And it's not because of us. It's not, we're not working any miracles. We're not healing anybody. We're not even saving anybody. It's him. But the documentation allows us to give us an honest testimony. And there's so much baloney out there that you can hear from lots of people. And part of it is they just don't even remember what happened. So they make these big general statements.
Right.
But when you got the documentation, which is what the Bible is, that's what Debbie has said before, all the Bible is a prayer journal of a whole bunch of mainly Jewish people, you know, and then they talked about what God did in their life. And so we really bless that. We've already prayed with them and asked God to bless it.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I so agree. And also, in addition to being able to go back and see how God is answering prayers, I'm really encouraging people through connecting with me on Facebook and my website to understand that there are serious benefits to journaling. As a matter of fact, I list 7 in the journal. But one of the huge benefits of journaling is it is a way that God transforms our minds when we write scripture. I have another section that is lined pages, and I've got scriptures on each page of the journal. And when we write the scriptures, it implants it on our mind more definitely than if it does if we just read it in the Bible and then close our Bible and don't think.
When it comes through you, it comes to paper, then
yes,
it's more powerful.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm also,
which is one of the reasons to do it.
Yeah, absolutely, Roy. And another thing I'm encouraging people to do, I have 3 sections actually. And in the month at a glance section, I'm encouraging people to every night before they go to bed or perhaps in the morning to write down 3 things at least that they're grateful to the Lord for. Because so many people today are suffering depression. So many people are struggling against the darkness that the scripture testifies that we will have an increase in as the end times near, that one way that we as Christians can be a light in the world is to, instead of succumbing to the darkness that is around us, having our eyes looking up at who the Lord is and being mindful and grateful. So if we reflect back over our day and we write down 3 things or more each day for which we're thankful, then it has proven, research proves, that we will have more of an optimistic outlook on life than people who do not journal. So if it's that simple, the difference between people who are more optimistic about life and people who are not optimistic about life, why in the world wouldn't we pick up a pen and our journal and write the prayers of my heart and say, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord.
Yeah. I mean, God says, give him the glory.
Absolutely.
I mean, give him the glory. And how are you going to do that You know, the best way is when you give a good, powerful, strong, honest testimony. And the way you do that is by having a journal that you've kept so you can do that. And that's why we're willing to talk to anybody in the lamppost about Jesus. If they'll just slow down a minute, we'll pull out our journal and tell them the stories.
This is a nice transition. Talking about pens and writing things down, how can people get your books and have you speak at their events?
Thank you. I appreciate that because I speak all over the nation, and one of my conferences called Pray with Passion Across the Nation I'm taking, but I also take another conference called the Plan A Woman in a Plan B World, What to Do When Life Doesn't Go According to Plan. I speak on any topic or scripture for women's events.
So you have a website where people can go?
People can go to write this down, www.debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Williams.com.
Okay, one more time.
www.debbietaylorwilliams.com.
Now, on that website, they will be able to find out where you're going to be speaking.
Yes.
And also, if they would like to have you come speak, there's also ways to contact you about that.
Yes. There is a section that says events. There's a shop. They can connect to get my books on my website or on Amazon, wherever books are sold.
Real quickly, Debbie, the question is, does God, in your opinion, still work miracles today?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I quoted Philippians 3:17-10 a minute ago that said, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. And in the Greek, that word power is the same word as it is used for miracles. The word miracles in the Greek is power, dunamis. And so, yes, God is working. God is a God of power. So when we ask and pray for him to fill us with his Holy Spirit, with his empowerment, we are going to experience his power. We are going to experience his miracles and the little things and the big things of life.
Debbie Williams Taylor, thank you for being with us today.
Thank
Max,
you.
Max, how do they reach us?
Just www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And Debbie, we thank you so much for being with us these 2 weeks.
Thank you, Max and Sherry.
We love you guys. And they were in our early Sunday school class, Baptist Sunday school class, and we were kind of the weirdest people in the class, weren't we?
No, not at all.
And we thank you all for listening in this week.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Thanks for tuning in again with us this week. I'm anxious to share more comments with you. And the first one I have comes from Fredericksburg, Texas, and it's from Gary and Chris Lubitz. And they said, there aren't words enough to thank you, not only the work you are doing in God's name, but also for your thoughtful, caring hearts towards individuals like us. The prayer bench memorial plaque turned out to be beautiful for our children, and the copy was such a surprise bonus for our home. Through you all, God has given us a place to go and remember our children, to grieve and celebrate their lives under the watchful eyes of the Savior. God bless your service for him. Next is from Irma. Dear Lord, thank you, Lord, for this trip to the cross. I place my home, my family, and all of my concerns in your hand. Lord, I plead all the beloved of Jesus over my children and my loved ones and my friends. Lord, you know our needs. Lord, Lillian needs help in her work area. Keep all the people coming against Lillian away. I plead the blood of Jesus over her, her home, and her job. Lord, heal all of my brothers and sisters in their homes. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Dear Max and Sherry, my goodness, how wonderful. What a powerful blessing that you and Sherry would present the number one Lion of Judah sculpture to Israel. Thank you and bless y'all in so many levels that God has in his plans for you. Love and prayers. This was sent in from Carol Torrance from Dallas, and she's in charge of Texas Aglow International. Next, from Susan Casey, who's from Austin. I had an insight, Max. 88 days after 9/11, God gave you the vision of the garden. Thanks for all you do. It is such a privilege to be a small part of what God is doing in the earth because of our prayers calling it in. Susan is a TCKF trustee, and she drives all the way for all of our board meetings from Austin, Texas. And when she comes to the cross, she brings a whole van load of people each time so that they can enjoy and visit the cross. And let's see. The last one for today is from MC Agapo from Oceanside, California. And they say, my third time here, and it is prettier and more spiritual each time. Thank you. And I'm afraid that's all I have for today, but I'll be back next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.